Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I saw a story in a small town newspaper. Seems a man stole a car, then repeatedly stopped to ask police for directions. Surprise, surprise, he was arrested. You know, guys aren't known for asking for directions, but I'm getting better at it. I recently spoke these immortal words to my wife. Honey, you're right. We should have turned back there. Elsewhere, police were called to Market Square for a report about a suspicious coin. The investigating officer reported it was a quarter. Imagine that. Meanwhile, in Madison, Wisconsin, a man reported that a squirrel was running in circles, and he was not sure if it was sick or had been hit by a car. An officer responded, and as he drove down the street, he ran over the squirrel. Oh, poor squirrel. Unfortunately, many of the calls police officers receive are far more serious than these. Some time ago, I had the pleasure of speaking to a group of police officers. We laughed a lot, and I told them I pray for them. Talking with several afterward, I asked, "Why did you choose to be an officer?" Over and over, I heard, "To help people, to serve society." Some cried as they thanked me for my prayers. Stephen McDonald was a young NYPD officer when he entered Central Park in New York one hot afternoon in July. Though there had been a string of bicycle thefts and other petty crimes in the park, he had no reason to expect anything extraordinary. Then he and his partner Peter King came across some suspicious-looking teens who cut and ran. We chased after them, my partner going in one direction and I in another, McDonald later remembered. He caught up with them. "I'm a police officer," he said. "I'd like to talk with you." Suddenly, there was a deafening explosion. The first bullet struck above Stephen's right eye. The second caught his throat. The third, his spine. "I knew I was dying," he said. "It was terrifying. And then I closed my eyes." When officers arrived, they found Sergeant King cradling McDonald, rocking him back and forth and crying. An ambulance rushed him to the ER where nurses and doctors tried to save his life. For 48 hours, Stephen McDonald swung between life and death. "He's not going to make it," the chief surgeon said. "Call the family. Tell them to come say goodbye." Then, though his wounds were devastating, Stephen took a turn for the better. His wife, Patty Ann, arrived. 8 months married and 3 months pregnant, she collapsed, crying uncontrollably. Her husband was paralyzed from the neck down. Stephen spent the next 18 months in hospital, learning to live all over again, completely dependent on others. About 6 months after he was shot, Patty Ann gave birth to a baby boy, Connor. "To me," said Stephen, "Connor's birth was like a message from God that I should live and live differently. I prayed that I would be changed, that the person I was would be replaced by something new. The unthinkable happened. He forgave the shooter. Why? I believe the only thing worse than receiving a bullet in my spine would have been to nurture revenge in my heart," he said. While the teenager served his prison sentence, McDonald corresponded with him, hoping that one day the two could work together to demonstrate forgiveness. Sadly, the young man died in a motorcycle accident 3 days after release. But McDonald spent the rest of his life speaking wherever he could about the need to forgive and allow God to transform our lives. The thousands upon thousands who attended his funeral, who came to honor their hero in blue, will not forget his legacy of Christian love. Nor will his son, Connor. Guess what he's doing today? He is now a police officer.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.